This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia is launching a dual-pronged strategy to fortify its economy and food security by pushing for food and energy self-sufficiency across every island in the archipelago and aggressively promoting agricultural downstreaming. The initiative aimed at reducing inter-island dependency and lowering transport costs is seen as critical to safeguarding the economic stability of local communities. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman made the statement in Jakarta on Thursday. Indonesian Minister of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform, Rini Widiantini, emphasized the government's ongoing efforts to accelerate digital technology adoption within an open government framework. The initiative aims to strengthen public trust, improve service delivery, and foster closer engagement between the government and its citizens. The minister made the explanation at a global dialogue, participation, and inclusion in Vitoria Gasteiz in Spain. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Siapa yang bisa buatku begini? Gila, ini bahagia apa menderita? Langit lagi bagus-bagusnya, tapi bagiku biasa saja. Dia buatku terkesima.
Menyapamu tak berani, menciummu apalagi. Mata pundak lutut kaki, gemetarku berdiri. Kalau sampai ku miliki, tak mau ku tidur lagi. Alamat malah nanti kau pergi.
Kalau ada 9 nyawa, mau samamu saja semuanya. Ini dada
for a minute, boleh aku visit? See you mom and dad, aku pamit. Kalau memang naga-naganya kau berkenan, ku berangkat sekarang.
Nyapamu tak berani, menciummu apalagi. Maka pundak butuh kaki, gemetar ku berdiri. Kalau sampai ku miliki, tak mau ku tidur lagi. Alamat malam nanti kau pergi. Terima kasih.
perasaan. Jadi berhenti kau menata, karena ku tak kuat, kuat berharap. Jatuh cinta.
Separuh hati denganmu, ku jalani cintaku. Berusaha untuk jadi kekasih. Aku menipu dirimu, ku bilang cinta padamu, tapi dariku itu yang terbaik. Kau bukan pilihan, karena ku tak sedikitku hasratku padamu. Terpaksa aku mencintai dirimu hanya untuk status palsu. Setengah hati ku jalani cinta, karena aku tak suka denganmu. Ku berikan cintaku, pasti tak tulus hatiku. Ku harap engkau tak pernah tahu. Rasa cintaku padamu hanya di bibir saja, tak sedikit pun hati bicara. Semoga selama ini kau tak tahu bahwa sesungguhnya aku tak mencinta. Terpaksa aku mencintai dirimu hanya untuk status palsu. Setengah hati ku jalani cinta, karena aku tak suka denganmu. Jika aku bisa
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Leodra. Leodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Leodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2030. Leodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Leodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Leodra to cover it because Leodra's voice character fits the song. This love-themed song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Leodra and Yofi Widianto.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
No.
Yofi Widianto and Leo Dra with Terlalu Cinta or So In Love. Terlalu Cinta or So In Love was actually popularized by one of Indonesian diva, Rosa. But the new young bright talent from an Indonesian noted music talent singing competition back in 2020, she is the winner. Leo Dra covers the song in another beautiful version. So it means that Indonesia keeps producing, keeps having new generation, new young, fresh talents in this Indonesian music industry. And speaking of music, the Indonesian government itself is intensifying efforts to strengthen the country's musical infrastructure. Through the National Talent Management Program, Indonesian Ministry of Culture is promoting the development of Indonesian musical talent and positioning it for global competitiveness. This was conveyed by Ahmad Mahendra, Director General of Development Utilization and Fostering at the Ministry of Culture, at the 2025 Indonesian Music Conference in Jakarta on Thursday. He emphasized the importance of establishing clear indicators within the music ecosystem under the broader goal of preparing world-class musical talent and works. He cited the growth of Indonesia's film ecosystem, supported by measurable indicators, as a model for how the nation can fully participate in cultural advancement. Signs of cultural progress continue to rise each year, especially in the number of productions, audience, international festival participation, and the growing number of Indonesian films winning awards abroad. So this that will be applied as well by the Ministry of Culture in music. So there is a lot more when we come back, more good things, great things from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today, from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cause spinning as if there is no you. But why I'm always thinking about you and you. There is nothing like you do. I get to wake up and stop from falling down. I feel so stupid cause you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. Sing along a lovely sad love song. I know it's hard, but life must go on. There is no me and you. I get to wake up and stop from falling down. I feel so stupid cause you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. I leave my room with a big, big smile. The summer leaves waving me so kind. They sing along a lovely sad love song. I know it's hard, but love must go on. There is no me and you. We'll be right back.
Tergoda aku tuh berpikir, dia yang tercinta, mengapa telah lama tak nampak dirimu di sini? Jangankan ingin ku tersenyum, tak ada gairah, ku ingin selalu bersamamu. Kini ku rasa diriku lah tanpamu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector, that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Srimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Ope nuaing amak pardenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidoa mahami, tangan mabotohon ujungnya jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi. Adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsatabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotan, nama lo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi. Asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you. Listener, Karo Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2. Listener, while Gendang Telu, Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as an ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyaros culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karol traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguwa. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugung. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, Gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, panganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of Gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Gendang. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubuy Bulan. The Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubuy Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, the song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubuy Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy!